Mali's conflict could have a devastating impact on West Africa. We'll explore church planting with cell phones, and we'll find out how an app and a smartphone can share the gospel. We'll tell you about these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The food crisis in the Sahel region is worsening. Conditions in Mali bear some resemblance to those of Somalia. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
the numbers are not quite as high as what we were seeing happening over Somalia. Our prayers would be that rains would start and we would not see those numbers, but indicators are that those numbers are going to come.
18 million people are suffering from food shortages topped by war and drought. BGR is responding, but time and again, trouble's gotten in the way.
We've actually had to delay some of the food dispersals because of security in the area. So in the end, it's not the organization that suffers, it's the people who really need to get food for their family.
Funds are tight. If you can help BGR, we've got some useful information at our website. Palmer says this is real religion.
It does open up all kinds of doors. An act of kindness in the name of Christ, cup of cold water, food given to the hungry. It's sort of like the word of God never comes back void. That act in the name of Christ will never come back void either.
Next, a brother and sister in Laos were recently torn from their home just for believing in Christ. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says when the siblings' mom got sick, the village elders told the duo they'd upset the spirits by becoming Christians. Their older brother urged them to redact Christ, but they wouldn't. Finally, the ill mother got so fed up with her kids' unwillingness to recant, she kicked them out. The believers are safe, but pray for chances to tell their family about Christ. This is Mission Network News. There are 919 million cell phones in India. That's three times more cell phones than are in the United States. Bill Bray with Christian Aid Mission says even those who are the hardest to reach with the gospel in India can be reached by cell phone.
The most remote village, places where there's not even modern toilets or running water or sanitation, things that we take for granted here, they already have cell phones. And cell phone technology is being used to plant churches.
A 24-hour prayer hotline was started in North India when Esther Doss began taking prayer requests through her cell phone. More people joined the ministry, and now calls for prayer come from five Indian states. They even went to a village to hold a prayer conference, and a church started.
This is a prayer conference mostly for Hindus, teaching them how to pray, and of course they lead them to the Lord Jesus. As a result of that, a little church has formed in that village.
Pray for the salvation of those in India. Meanwhile, half the global population can't read, but most people still have the internet and smartphones. Internet will likely be available to virtually everyone on earth in just a few years. Faith Comes By Hearing just announced that their Bible.is app can now be accessed on smartphones and online in 12 languages. That covers a third of the world. People with the app can listen to or read scripture in over 600 languages. Pray for God to keep using this technology to spread His name. And finally, Ramadan is coming July 20th. That's Islam's holiest month of fasting, hoping they can make themselves more pleasing to their God. Thousands of Christians will again be using this time to pray that Muslims will come to Christ with the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. WorldChristian.com's Paul Philidis.
The booklet is organized in such a way that there are testimonies, general information and articles on Islam, and then every day at the end of the subject, then prayer points that we can pray related to that day's subject.
Christians have a negative view of Muslims because of terrorism viewed on TV. Felita says,
if we're only exposed to that, then we might be tempted to not respond with the mind of Christ, but be fearful, angry, even hateful, and generalizing all Muslims as terrorists.
Call us or click on the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Can I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations? To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these note cards to pray about their work. Learn how you can get involved in it or correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.